I'm Natalie.
And I'm Alex.
And we're 8th graders at Casey Middle School.
We hope you'll join us this week for a special series on teen parenting.
Don't know much about your life.
I think why we started this project is to let people know the reality of teen parenting.
This is really important for us to do is because last year we had teen moms at our school.
Talking to girls that were in our position like a year ago, it changes things.
It makes it a reality, like, wow, they were where I was last year, and, like, it really showed me that, like, that could be me. So you have to make sure that you're, like, really being responsible because they were exactly where we were last year. As part of this project, we went to Fairview to talk to teen moms in the teen parenting program. It was really interesting to talk to them and see how they've changed.
And we're going to share some of the interviews later this week.
We also have a lot of the opinions of us and our classmates, and we want to share some of our opinions now.
Here's one of the discussions we had about our point of views on teen parenting.
I think it's important for older people to hear both sides of the story. Adults judge teen parents. They say that they're not capable of handling a kid yet. That's why it's good to hear both sides of the story.
Are teen parents capable of handling kids?
The ones we interviewed? Yeah. They seemed really responsible. Well, the ones we interviewed.
One that was saying that she's a lot happier now than she was before, now that she has a kid. She used to go to Casey, and I feel like she's changed a lot.
Even though they're teenagers with kids, it's still their kid. And granted, it would make more sense to have kids when they're older, but it's happened, and they can only move forward. And it's not all as sad or as bad as people make it out to be. Sad because they have the rest of their life to have a kid and they're having a kid right now, but it's happy like they're having a kid. And once you get past the part that they're teenagers with a kid, then it's good. Not good, but it's like once they're a mom, they're a mom. Like, you don't have to stress that they are a teen mom. They know that already. You can only move forward.
People make it like it is a big deal, but they over-exaggerate about how teen moms live. And interviewing them, we found out how their lives really are and how they changed.
The kids, they can still go to school and they still have friends and still go to school and have a part-time job. Like, they can still do everything, except for they have to take care of a kid on top of it. They handle it better than I thought, but after seeing it, gets so much work.
I don't want to be grown up and be in a position in my life where, like, I know it's, like, okay to have a kid for me.
I don't plan on being a teen mom because my sister's a teen mom, and it's not easy being a teen parent.
Thanks for listening to our opinions on teen parenting, and we hope you'll listen more later this week.
For KGNU and Casey Middle School, I'm Natalie.
And I'm Alex.
Don't know much about your life, and I don't know much about your world.